Hi guys, it's been a while. Let's talk about narcissism. This is a word that's being just thrown around as a disorder. It's also being thrown around as people that are really bad. And this is a conversation that needs to be had because what the world is failing to realize is every human being on this earth in this lifetime was born into the energy of narcissism. So what I'm saying is if you're listening to this right now, you were born a narcissist. And what narcissism is it's not somebody waking up one day and saying, oh, I'm going to go be bad. I'm going to be manipulative and lie and scheme. No, not at all. Narcissism comes from the need to survive. It is a person who, actually, let me look at what I just typed about this in my, I just released a book called Remember. And it's a photo book, but it has 127 pages worth of quotes in there. And I spoke about narcissism in there. Let me just pull it up real quick because what I wrote was very good. And I don't want to mess it up because the words I used, the way I worded it was amazing. But anyways, this is a conversation that needs to be had while I'm looking for that. Okay, so what I typed in there is one page says, narcissism is not a disorder. Narcissism is a tool for survival that every human being in this lifetime was forced into using. Narcissism is the energy of manipulation that every human being in this lifetime was born into. You must acknowledge that if you exist in this lifetime with me, you are a narcissist. You cannot transform what you do not admit to. It is time to transform the energy of narcissism in humanity by humanity acknowledging and admitting that they are a narcissist. Now the next page says, narcissism does not mean a person is bad. It means they had to manipulate their reality to survive. So I want to use this word manipulate to show you guys how narcissism exists in the everyday life of every human being until that human being looks in the mirror and says, I am a narcissist. Where did the root of that start? And then heals that. Until then, every human being is a narcissist and every human being is manipulative and manipulates their reality to fit their needs to create something that they think will make them whole within themselves. Even the spiritual world. The spiritual world is very bad at this. There are, you know, the top 100 books on Amazon. Half of them are about manifestation and law of attraction. How to manifest wealth, how to manifest what you want, how to create the reality that you want, how to create the happiness that you need. Everything is manipulation, though. They are speaking the truth because most of it is talking about the power of the mind, which is the truth. But if you're continuing to manipulate situations to fit your needs, you are a narcissist. That is manipulation. That is narcissism. And that is why it is so important. And the only one true answer for the salvation of humanity is not spirituality and balancing chakras and all this. It is to admit who you have been and address the roots of why you have been that. And then forgive yourself for being that, understanding that that was never really you. People get real touchy when I say everybody is a narcissist because narcissism is automatically attached to you are a bad person. And that's why I want to break this cycle. It is time for us to break the cycle of associating narcissism with bad people. Because narcissists are not bad people. They were not born bad people. They had to manipulate their reality to survive, which created an adult that continues to manipulate their reality to survive. It is a foundation of fear. Fear of not having control, fear of losing things, fear of not having a foundation, fear of not being accepted, fear of not being loved. So now when you don't feel loved, you will manipulate situations so that you are loved. When you don't feel important, you will manipulate situations that make you look important. When you do bad things that you are ashamed of, you will manipulate the situation to make it look like you had an excuse to do that bad thing so that you won't be ashamed of yourself. Everything, every answer to all of this goes back to love and acceptance of yourself. When you love and accept yourself, forgive yourself and release everything from the past that currently defines you, you will have no fear. You will have no shame. When you do not have fear and shame, you do not need to manipulate your reality. When people are manifesting and attracting, they are still manipulating the divine plan of creation's evolution. to fit their needs and what they think will make them whole. It is only when an individual becomes whole within themselves that they will feel the need to manipulate nothing, because they will understand that there is a divine plan that is to take place for humanity to truly evolve, and it has nothing to do with manifesting your wants and needs. How selfish does that sound? In a world full of 7 billion people, why should you have the right to manifest your wants and needs? What if your wants and needs are going to interfere with the plan that is in the best interest of somebody else on this earth? Why are your wants and needs more important than another person on this earth's wants and needs? And that's why it is so important to get back to fulfillment within yourself, with no money, with no clothes, with no relationships, with nothing outside of yourself. Who are you if you had nothing? So many people that speak about happiness and manifestation and attraction, if they lost everything that they manifested, would they be happy? That's what you really have to look at before you start listening to people and start practicing what they're teaching you to practice. Everything I speak doesn't say manifest your reality. It says you are part of creation itself. Creation is using you to learn about itself. What are you teaching creation about itself? Because what you're teaching creation about itself is what creation is going to manifest. So if you're teaching creation, oh, I need money for this and for that, and I need this relationship, you're teaching creation that it needs something outside of itself, therefore manifesting a world that needs things outside of itself to be whole. That is narcissism. So no matter how enlightened people seem, really look at the lives of people. Are they flowing through life in freedom, peace, joy within themselves? Accepting of everything abundant that is not a piece of paper, but rather abundant in love, abundant in peace, abundant in happiness, abundant in freedom? Or are they living a life saying all of that, but still living as a functioning part of society whose root, whose foundation is money, whose foundation is the beast, that is society, that is everything that goes against the law of creation, the law of the universe? So narcissism really needs to be addressed on a personal, individual level. It is time now that the world individually goes and looks in the mirror and says, you must say to yourself, if you are complaining about narcissists being in your life, you must go look in the mirror and say, I am attracting what I am. Because see, you can manifest. There's another page that I wrote in here that I want to share. And this book is called Remember. I just published it on the 8th of August. And this page says, you can manifest what you focus on, but you will still experience what you are. Focus is conscious. Feeling is subconscious. So you can sit here and manifest your wants and needs all you want, but you're still going to attract what you are energy-wise. You cannot hide from yourself. So your true, genuine, subconscious intentions cannot be hidden, because your reality is going to manifest those intentions. And it's very important at this point of evolution that you start taking the next step instead of just, oh, la, 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 I'm going to be love and light. To be love and light, to genuinely be the presence of that without just saying you are, you must go through the nitty-gritty of admitting who you have been. And that is honesty. Honesty is the salvation of humanity, but humanity's been taught to be scared of being honest because nothing has ever really worked in the favor of honesty as far as society goes. In society, you cannot be honest. You cannot be honest at your job and call in and say, I'm not going in today because I don't feel like it, because my energy is off and I don't feel up to being there. You can't do that. You can't go to the justice system and tell the truth, because the truth will not be rewarded, because the other person can easily lie. So truth in this illusion of society has always been frowned upon and has never really got you anywhere, which has created a human race that has had to manipulate the truth to get where they need to be. So, and that still goes for the spiritual world and the enlightened. They still do that. Like I said, if you are still manipulating the energy of creation, it's still manipulation. We are not here to manipulate energy. We are here to transform energy from darkness to light. That is from fear to love. And you cannot transform the energy of fear to love while trying to manipulate it. Manipulation is opposite of creation. And manifestation is manipulation. And manipulation is a root of narcissism. So it's time now. This conversation needs to be had with yourself. With honesty, forgiveness, compassion, and love for yourself. That is where humanity will genuinely evolve. I love you guys, and I'll be back sometime next week on social media. Have a good day.